blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I am for Jesus, in Him lies my hope. Have you been cleansed and whole? Are you washed in His blood? Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
Thank you for joining us today. I want to appreciate God in your life. May the good Lord bless you and favor you. Amen. The big question is Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? Most Christians will answer in the affirmative to this question. Oh yes, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. You might hit a roadblock when you ask, what does it mean to say that Jesus Christ is your Lord? You see, many people say Jesus is my Lord. We say it all the time in prayers, in sermon, in singing. Why this is the absolute truth, sadly and very sadly, it does not reflect truthfully in many Christian life today. Many did not care about the implication of saying Jesus is their Lord. What does it mean to say Jesus is your Lord? What is Lord? A Lord is someone or something having power, authority, or influence over something. A Lord is the master or ruler of something. For example, you've heard the word landlord. It means the owner, the purchaser, the master, and the authority of a particular land or a property. In the same vein, when we say Jesus Christ is our Lord, we say correctly that He is our purchaser, He is our master, and we belong to Him and only Him. He has the final, undisputable, and absolute authority over us. Our lives literally do not belong to us if we are Christian. Jesus Christ is our Lord, our Master, and our owner. We are His possession. Apostle Paul tells us, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, who you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. It is virtually important for us as Christians to acknowledge and accept Jesus Christ as the Savior who died for us and as our only Lord or Master. Romans chapter 10, verse 9 shows that this personal confirmation is required for salvation. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. So we owe Christ everything. In fact, we belong to Him. Therefore, we are not to live our life as we fit, but as Christ and His teaching will direct us. We can say that He is our Lord 1,000 times a day, but if we do not live our life according to His commandment, we are deceiving ourselves. Saying Jesus is our Lord is not enough. It is the beginning. We need to prove it by our action. If we confess that He is our Lord and believe and mean it, then Jesus Christ's teaching should reflect how we behave. If Bible teaching do not influence our daily behavior, how can we say we belong to Christ? How can we honestly and genuinely say Jesus is our Lord? We can say, Lord, 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 oh Lord, my Lord, every second of our life. But if we are swinging with sin, jubilating under the light of body desire, supporting and encouraging the darkness of the world, we deny the lordship of Jesus Christ in our life. Please listen to what Jesus Christ said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone who said to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. With this statement, Jesus has created an enormous separation between multitudes of humans that call him Lord, Lord, but refuse to honor his lordship in their life. There are two groups of Christians. One group calls him Lord, Lord, but does whatever satisfies their carnal mind. The second group calls him Lord, Lord too, but goes further than name calling. They allow his teaching to manifest in their life. They allow the Holy Spirit to lead their life. They hate what Jesus hates and love what Jesus loves. The question I'm asking you today is, which group did you belong to? No. No, do not answer it right now. Think about it. Please do. Our salvation depends on it. We need to honestly and thoroughly examine our lives, ourselves, our lives, and our way. Examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Or do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you? Unless indeed you fail to meet the test. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. Please examine yourself. Before you do, please do not rely on your work or activities, because they will fail you. Remember in verse 22 of Matthew chapter 7, many people rely on what they did. They have prophesied, cast out demons, and performed miracles. Real miracle, not the fake miracles that fill the airways nowadays. I mean real miracles. But this work failed them because the manifestation of Jesus' lordship was absent in their life. Let me read verse 22 and 23 of Matthew chapter 7 to you. Verse 22 said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonderful works in your name? Then verse 23 said, but then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice evil. Examine yourself. Examine yourself daily. Examine yourself in the morning and at night. See if you are in faith. Yes, you are a Christian, bishop, pastor, evangelist, overseer, preacher, prophetess, and so on. All these are good, but still you must despise sinful ways in your life. You must not befriend, enjoy, or practice evil. Do not think you are smarter than Jesus Christ, because you are not. A lot of Christians all over the world, they think they are smarter than Jesus Christ. This is tragic. They don't explicitly say they are smarter than Jesus, but through behaviors and action, some are projecting this idea. For example, when Jesus said, if you do not forgive others their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Matthew chapter 6, verse 15. He meant that, and he is not kidding with that statement. Did you forgive those who offended you without exception? Did you forgive all who has offended you? If you do not, how can you expect forgiveness from the Lord? Refusing to forgive your fellow human being is denying the lordship of Christ in your life. It will not end well, because what you are projecting is you do not need forgiveness from Jesus Christ. Trust me, all of us, we need forgiveness of sin. When Jesus Christ said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. John 13, verse 34. Did you love everyone? You cannot be part of hate group or support and encourage hatred and claim you belong to Jesus Christ. No, you don't. You do not belong to Jesus when you hate, no matter what excuse Satan puts in your mind. Soon, Jesus Christ, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, will call us home, either through death or rapture. those who have been willing to call him Lord and yield to his authority through holy living be granted eternal life in his kingdom. To be a part of this grand plan, you will need to truly accept Jesus Christ as Savior, your Master, and your Lord. Please let us examine ourselves and adjust our life. It is not too late. Let us repent and turn to God. May the Lord make our life a window for his light to shine through and a mirror to reflect God's love. Amen. Our belief in God is not blind faith. Believing is having a firm conviction that something is true, not hoping it is true. Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. May this truth reflect in my life and in your life daily. Amen. May the good Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be glorious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Many thanks to you for listening to this message. You can listen to us with your family and friend at the same time next week. This is Faith Wallet Ministry from the city of San Antonio, Texas, USA. To receive our daily messages of Word of God and encouragement in the faith, send your name and WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9701. Feel free to share the message you receive with anyone you know. I am Evangelist Dr. Gabriel Oluwakotame. Till next week at the same time, thank you and God bless you.
Are your garments spotless? Are you free indeed? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling on you.
You have been listening to Faith Hour, brought to you by Faith Wallet Ministries, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, USA. Our messages are designed for you to come closer to God. Let repentance be your daily song. You can listen to all our messages on our website, faithwallet.org, YouTube, Facebook, and many audio streaming apps like Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. You can send your email to faithwallet55@gmail.com. If you want to receive daily words of encouragement in your personal mailbox, send your WhatsApp number to 210-868-9701. Again, the number is 210-868-9071. May the Lord bless you and give you the grace to abide by his will. Amen. Now is the time, don't delay. He's calling.